All right. Call this meeting to order. It's Planning Commission hearing and meeting, March 11th, 2026. It's currently 6 p.m. and we'll start with the Pledge of Allegiance. I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. All right, roll call.
Lou Brandish here.
Van Harsh here.
Bradley Farrar here.
Darth Hood here.
Stuart Running here.
Any conflicts of interest disclosed?
No, sir.
No.
Then I will open up the hearing item number one, ordinance O-2026-08, amend title 10.02.050, building permit required, 10.10.020, a agricultural zone, and 10.10.050 RU rural estate zone. To allow water meters and service without a building permit and allow animal enclosures in the front and side yard of people's property. Rich, would you like to make any comments?
Yeah, a little bit of practice.
I figured.
A little comment here. I wrote this out in a little bit of a hurry, but it may not kind of fit in some predicaments, especially, and you'll find out. Okay, Richard Ososki, 1024 West Little Pennyway, Apple Valley, Utah. This is about the animal enclosure amendment, rezoning only, that allows the placement of animal enclosures from the rear of the yard to the side and front. I met with a prominent local realtor, Porter Team, Ron was his name. He assists this will affect your property values and not in a good way. But who cares about property values when the PC chair and the mayor live on a gated complex with 5 acre plus lots on 280 acres? They don't have to worry about what is next door to them. Now, all we have in our area is smelly air and dust. Gone is the fresh air. It wasn't that way when I moved here in 2009. No wonder it is hard to sell property here. There isn't any incentive to improve one's property. Why waste good money on something that will not bring back a return? Our mayor put into a resolution of a code of 300 feet for a nuisance complaint. That doesn't help me when I have to roll up my windows as I drive by a front yard animal enclosure that is overloaded with horses, cows, and chickens. Or close my windows when the wind is blowing 25 miles in my direction. So why is the 300-foot resolution enforced, but not the code violations? In my neighborhood, there has been a violation of front animal enclosures with chickens and goats since August 5, 25. The first of three nuisance complaints, the last one dated February 2, 2026. Without any response until now with this code change. There were other complaints, but they were over the 300-foot allowance according to the code enforcer. As a matter of fact, in our area, the animal point system of cleaning and of horses and cow pens are not being enforced. So when a complaint comes in about a smell or not cleaning up after the animal in the front side yard, are you going to amend the section of the code to eliminate my violation? I don't come here without a solution. I have one. It is so simple. Something myself and the majority would agree to. Let's have the mayor do one of his official Facebook surveys. And the question will be, should the town of Apple Valley do away with all nuisance complaints? No one likes nuisance complaints. Residents would rather ignore the violation or think it will never be next to them or even sell their house. To prove my point, let's show a show of hands of anyone in the room. Anyone in the room or online that has ever turned in a nuisance complaint or have you verbally complained and was told to turn one in. They are not enforcing, so why bother? I looked up several small towns around the area. Couldn't find one that allowed animal enclosures in the front yard. There isn't any incentive to improve one's property. Why waste good money on something that will not bring back a return? This amendment is contradicting other codes. and I think it should be tabled. For instance, Section F states 30 feet from the property line. Then the amendment G says 10 feet from the property line. And then 10-02-051 of the building permit says 50 feet from the property line. You can't have it both ways. Let's be honest, Apple Valley code enforcers not going to enforce setbacks anyway. Final thoughts of the town. Let's go back to the beginning and be the laughing stock of Washington County, or just plain go backwards. Thanks.
Thank you, Rich. Any other comments, anyone online?
Can I make a comment?
Yes, sure. You can do it.
I've filed a complaint, a verbal complaint that was immediately addressed twice.
But you and I'm I. Me, it's different.
You asked if anybody had filed a complaint and had it helped. Yes.
Nobody in our neighborhood has.
All right, there's no online, then I will close the hearing. Item number one, ordinance O-2026-08, amend title 10.02.050, building permit required, 10.10.020A agricultural zone, and 10.10.050 RE rural estate zone. And we'll move into discussion and possible action. Item number two, ordinance O-2026-08, amend title 10.02.050, building permit required, 10.10.020A agricultural zone, and 10.10.050 RE rural estate zone. You want to say anything about it, Mayor?
Yes, sir. I do agree with Rich on something, and I would like to request that you guys, when you consider your recommendation or your proposal on this, on page number four in green, you have letter, oh my gosh, it looks like G. I don't have my glasses on. Item one and two, I would like those eliminated from the recommendation. If you guys agree with that, I will approach that to council also, as I agree with Rich, it is contradictive. I think having 50 feet away from the house and 30 feet from the property line is already in the ordinance up there. And I didn't catch it when I proofread it. Me and Bradley had talked about it earlier today, and we were already planning that. So that would be up to you guys. It's in the proposal. But I think when we get to council, that's going to be my recommendation to council, is we just eliminate number one and number two and number G. That's it. I did do a poll on Facebook.
Good.
And I think there was only two people that didn't want animals in front yards. And so that would put the everybody majority of people that voted on Facebook didn't care. If you drive around town, they're already doing it. There's many other problems. What people don't understand about property values is, sure, if you want to sell your property, property values, of course, you're worried about property values, but most people are here to stay long term. If you're leaving, how much do I have to worry about you? You're not a registered voter, you're not going to live here anymore. But if you're staying, I worry about you. And if property values go up, you know what else goes up with that? Your taxes. So remember that. Every time property values go up around here, the long-term people, your taxes are assessed every year and your property taxes go up. So yeah, you may make, when you go to sell it 20 years from now, you may make another 10, 20,000. I have a friend that bought a house 20 years ago and 30 years ago in Compton, and paid a little less than 100,000 for it, and now it's valued at almost $1 million, 920,000. Never, no improvements, nothing, just kept it up. So don't talk about property values and animals and some junk piles over here. It doesn't really affect property values like people think it does. So, but if it does, you don't want your taxes to go up anyways.
All right. Yeah, so the amendment does two things. Allows for water meters before a building permit to and then it allows for animals in the front, side, and backyards. But I agree with the mayor. If you look at item number G, it does say setbacks are 10 and 15 feet. And then right above in item F, it says 30 feet and 50 feet. So if we do recommend approval, we'd want to
No.
get rid of that.
Can you motion it since you understand it better than
Yeah,
both of us?
but if you guys have any other comments, now's the time.
No, I'm just hoping it doesn't turn into a nuisance complaint factory, but
Yeah.
maybe there aren't that many people that want to do this.
Well, and the nuisance will be the view of it, I think, because they're going to smell the same whether they're in the front or the back.
Correct. And they have
So.
to be, 50 feet away from the house, whether it's in the front or the back. And that doesn't, it doesn't change. Still have to be X amount of feet away from the house. So.
Yeah, now, I mean, if somebody builds some ratty pens in their front yard, I get it. and it's possible, but you know, you can't make rules for every last little thing, I don't think.
Yeah.
And I think there's a lot of people that have already have things set up, so they'd be grandfathered in anyway. And I know there's people around my neighborhood that have it in their front yard, and it's great. I don't have any issues with how they've got it or anything else. It's maintained. It looks good. It's taken care of.
Yeah, if you maintain it properly, location doesn't really matter, right?
Yeah.
There's some properties that they can't locate it in the backyard the way the property is.
Mm-hmm.
They're up against the hill. That's the issue.
You guys, well, go ahead, sorry, Dan.
Okay, the one thing that I would like to address is I think we all got an email concerning this whole topic here. And every time we get an email like that, it's constantly negative. Always, you didn't do this, you didn't do this, you changed this because you don't want to do this. You know, whatever the case may be. I mean, look at the whole situation and not just this. Look at the improvements that have happened in this town. And not one person is saying, hey, good job. Not one person that is in this email that we got. They don't recognize that. They just want to sit there and complain about things that like this. But if you're going to complain, fantastic. Go ahead and complain. But in the same respect, if you do something or you see something positive and positive for the town, applaud that. Don't just complain, because it takes the morale out of everything when it's a constant complaint. So that's all I have to say.
Everyone's good, then I'll make a motion. I make a motion that we recommend approval on ordinance O-2026-08, amend title 10.02.050, building permit required, 10.10.020, a agricultural zone, and 10.10.050, RE rule states, and on 10.10.050, RE rule states, under item G, we remove the two setbacks of 10 and 15 feet.
I second that.
Motion second. Let's take a vote.
Aye.
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 Motion carries. All right. On to the minutes. I looked at them. They look good. You guys see any issues?
Nope.
All right. Anyone want a motion?
I'll move that we approve the minutes of the Planning Commission meeting 2.11.26.
I'll second.
Motion second. Let's take a vote.
Aye.
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 Motion carries.
Make the motion. We adjourn.
Second.
All in favor?
All right.
All right. Motion carried. I said all in favor. I can't believe that.